How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Susie. I love that orange jumper you've got on.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Thank you
You're
so much
welcome.
For saying that.
Always so bright and bushy-tailed. Don't like me. Grey, tired, old.
You're not grey, tired and old.
Well, I'm getting older. I'm not getting any younger, Susie.
And who is? Other than Benjamin Button.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true, I suppose. Yeah, it's when you think about it like that. How you been? You had a nice week, Suze?
Yeah, good. So far, so good. I like Jan in that I'm, you know, there's all the best intentions, isn't there? So many good intentions.
Yes, absolutely. And mine have fallen by the wayside already. But
how's the no bread going?
Failed. In fact, right, intensified sure. The other way. I was despite myself. Also, when you said Jan, I thought you were talking about someone called Jan. You know, like someone's mum's friend called Jan.
Yeah, that's why I like. That's what I think when people say dry Jan.
Dry Jan, who's she?
What's she up to? I think that would be a great name for a drag queen.
Well, my friend Finn always had a drag name called Jan Sales.
I like that.
That was nice.
I like that a lot.
Jan Sales. Hi, Jan Sales. It's a funny month, isn't it? But
it is.
And it's the cold snap. Have you got your woolies on?
I've got my thermals on, Tom. But you know what? Just before we started recording, I took off my trackies that were over my long johns because I was simply too warm.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Long johns, they seem necessary, but because we don't live in like Canada, then it's hard to justify.
I think you can probably hear the train. I'm just going to shut the window, Tom.
No, I can't let the train on.
You know, one must have some air. There we go.
Well, you've got your thermals on, hon.
But well, that's the thing.
Do you live near the train tracks?
Yes, Tom.
Because you're quite a long way up that hill.
Only just a...
Oh, I didn't
know, like, just in the distance. Which I love, because if you wake up in the middle of the night, you can just hear the freight trains.
Ah, that's exciting, isn't it, a freight
train? And then I think, who's on that? What kind of life would that be, Tom, living on a... working on a freight train. Do you think many people work on there? Just one or two, is it? Or is it a whole crew?
I imagine some runaways jumping on.
Of course.
Goes through.
To join the circus.
To join the circus, I imagine. And then it's probably quite a lot of Maersk containers, probably.
What would they be carrying, do you think, Tom, from Brighton?
Oh.
Gay probably, stuff. Sequins.
Yeah, sequins, poppers, that sort of thing.
What's it called? Liquid gold? You just open it up and it's just full of that stuff. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What is this carriage? Yes, I imagine so. I imagine so.
But we can only imagine.
If you ran away
and joined the circus, what do you think you would... What would your act be?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I think it would probably involve... I mean, not anything good like typewriting or that one where you swing by your
typewriting?
Hands,
you can typewrite.
Typewriting. What's it called?
You mean typewrite walking?
Typewrite walking. Oh dear, that's bad, isn't it?
I think you'd be very good at typewriting. I could see you with a little secretarial job in the 60s.
As a circus act, though?
Yes. You'd have to sing and go,
oh, that would be a fun act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you like the circus? I've never been to one.
I'm very impressed by, like, the acrobatics and things. I've not been to one in a very long time, but the acrobatics is very impressive.
And I feel like there was a time when a lot of people were doing circus skills as a
hobby.
Of course,
I did the Diabolo.
Of course you did the Diabolo, didn't you, Suze? What happened with that? Do you still do it?
Well, it didn't go anywhere.
Well, that's a huge problem with the Diabolo.
It's not in my act.
It's been around. I mean, I'm just saying it could be a fun thing, a novelty
encore. To put into my stand-up show?
Yeah, why not? And a bit of
I should do it on roller skates with the Diabolé. And tap dancing with my hands.
Tap dancing with your hands. Or tap dancing with your roller skates.
Oh, that feels too tricky, even for me.
Yeah, maybe that's a bit ambitious. Maybe it's a bit ambitious at first.
Yeah. Maybe I should just start with one or the other. One or the other.
Yeah. And then build. And then, you know, maybe you've got a whole raft of things you could do.
But is that when I become a variety act?
Well, aren't we all, you know?
Sure. We're all doing turns, aren't we?
Oh, we're just a turn. Comedians, I think, traditionally, were always out front while they changed the scenery.
Yeah.
Always the front of curtain act, weren't we?
Yeah, makes sense. We're the filler. And we've somehow managed to make it into a full-time job.
Oh, I know. Isn't it terrible?
Do you know, when I did a job with... I'm about to clang for you, so get ready.
Oh, get ready, everybody.
I did Richard Osman's House of Games with... Here's the clang. With Johnny Ball.
Oh! Not Johnny Vaughan, sorry. Yes.
Not Johnny Vaughan. Johnny Ball. Zoe's dad. Lovely and also man. Sort of famous maths man.
Is he a maths man?
He had a TV show when we were kids.
Doing maths,
yeah.
Must have seen it. Oh, wow. And so was he very...
He was great, but he also did... I really hope that I'm not melding him with another person, but I'm pretty sure it was him.
Well, it's a long process, isn't it, that Richard Osman's House of Games?
It is. You do five shows in one day. It's so tiring. And so many brain teasers. He was telling me that he was sort of on the circuit, like sort of during the time when they would have real variety bills.
Oh.
And there was a brief period when he was on the same bill as Dusty Springfield.
Oh,
she was the musical act. I know. Who, of course, I love.
Yes. But I think there was a time, like in the 60s and stuff, when variety was still very much the spice of life.
A thing.
And and I guess it's like going to see a lot of stand-up show. It'd be like a stand-up show where someone comes out and sings a song. And
yeah, I'd like it. I'd love a return to the days of music hall.
Well, yeah, I think there was something, you know, you sat there, a bit of something for everything, was everyone.
I could dress up as a boy and sing a song about my dad.
Oh,
my old man don't like it.
I don't know how, because I think, always imagine like novelty acts, like, you know, kind of like people training their dogs to walk on two legs and things. But I don't know how much of that there actually was.
No. No, I'm not sure either. Have you ever seen Tipping the Velvet?
That's a lesbian program, isn't it, Suze?
It is, yeah. Well, it's a book by Sarah Waters, by the Sarah Waters.
I haven't actually seen Tipping the Velvet.
I bet Alfie has. I would put £1,000 on it.
I'll ask him.
I'm not actually betting. Not again, after I lost all that money.
I'm saving.
Yeah. But one of the characters in that is, she's a musical star.
Oh.
I'm following my father's footsteps. Following me, dear old dad.
What, that's the song that she does?
That's the song that she does, yeah. Ooh. Not that I've watched it that many times.
I was going to say.
It's basically the lesbian version of Queer as Folk. You know how all the gay guys of our generation were like, I used to go downstairs and turn it down so that no one could hear?
Yes.
I think Tipping the Velvet is that.
Oh, right. But did you have to turn the volume down?
No, because there was a lot less shagging than Queer as Folk. It was a lot more sort of sad looks towards the sea.
Which is actually much more my vibe.
You love a sad look towards the sea, don't you?
I do it every time I'm in a coastal region. But I was going to say, the thing with Queer as Folk is there was only shagging at the beginning. There was only that they lured you in with that first episode. And afterwards, there was no shagging, as I remember, really.
Oh.
But I might be misremembering that.
I'm sorry, I've painted it. Apologies to Rusty Davis, who I'm sure listens.
He loves listening to this.
He loves this.
He's writing a thing about Crossroads at the moment. But the I'm sure there was only that. There was the first one that had like the big sex scene on in, which lasted about 20 minutes. But then...
20 minutes?
No, I think it just felt like that. It just probably lasted about 3.5 minutes.
But... Probably felt like 20 minutes when your parents were upstairs.
Yes. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What's this? Yeah.
What's this?
Suze, guess what we did at the weekend?
You went to a fish restaurant.
Well, before that.
Okay,
go on,
tell me.
Actually a treat.
Go on, tell me, Tom. What did you do?
We... cleaned the washing machine.
Oh my God.
Suze, it's so fun. I know a lot of people go out to raves, but have you ever done it, cleaning out the filter?
Yes, of course I have, Tom.
Well, I'd never done it and I was really
worried.
But
when you unturn the thing and then all the water shoots out and then there's loads of gunk.
Yeah, but we couldn't open it because we thought there was like a something trapped in there that was blocking it.
What, like a person?
No, we didn't think it would be a person. How big do you think my washing machine is?
A small animal? A woodland creature?
Well, more like a sort of coin or a safety pin.
I don't know. It sounds like the beginning of a fantasy novel.
Yes, and there was a small...
You know, maybe you were biting. Maybe you were writing.
Small person came out and gave us three wishes. No, it was limescale. And we've got a water softener, but limescale was really the thing.
How do you know it's limescale?
Well, because we had to hack away at it. And it was like a rock. It's like a rock.
Wow. God, they think it's all showbiz and BAFTAs and parties for you, don't they? But actually, a lot of it's limescale.
A lot of it is limescale buildup. And of course, I hadn't been using Calgon, and washing machines don't live longer if they don't have Calgon.
Well, that's the thing you must learn.
That's the thing they keep telling us. We got the filters out. We soaked them in white vinegar, put on a hot wash to try and rinse it through. The whole thing was lovely. Came down the next morning, the thing had bloody flooded.
Oh no, have you got to get a new one now? Have you got
we just tipped it out
there. Get a man round.
Well, Alf actually pulled it out from its slot, the washing machine. And tipped it up. And
very butch.
Very butch, right?
Very butch.
And tipped it up to tip out the water.
And now it's working fine?
And now it's working fine. And we had to put
God, that story had everything.
It did, didn't it?
Sort of slight fantasy at the beginning, mystical, a real sense of danger, some peril.
Well, we were worried about a lovely ending. A lovely ending, because I was worried about the washing machine falling on its back and, tilting it. Yeah, maybe it would crush one of us under it, or both of us, and we'd die there.
Oh, God, that'd be so sad. And then I'd be waiting on this call today going, fuck's sake, Tom.
Where are they?
Where are you? I bet he's still asleep. He slept through,
he did.
And then wouldn't I feel bad?
Oh, yeah.
If you were trapped under a washing machine and I hadn't checked.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would feel so bad. But then he died as he lived.
Starching a collar.
Daresn't put any starch in there. But it wasn't as kind of unpleasant as I thought it was going to be as an experience. Just so much limescale. And also soap powder really had gone hard in the drawer. So we just hacked at that with a screwdriver.
Well, you know, you've got to make your own fun.
You've got to make life work for you.
You know, it's a cost of living crisis. Everyone can enjoy cleaning their washing machine.
It's just one of those things. Doesn't cost anything.
You can do it for free.
It's fine.
They can't get you for it. All those things.
They can't get you for it. And you feel great for it. And then afterwards, we went to the fish restaurant. We didn't eat too much because Alfred bought a garlic bread earlier in the day. And so we wanted to save some space for that. So we had that and watched The Menu. Have you seen that film?
No, what is it?
It's like a horror film.
Oh, why are you watching horror films?
Well, we just wanted something to see, something interesting.
What, at the pictures?
Right. No, just downstairs.
Just indoors.
Just indoors on the sofa. Yeah, had some cheese on the plate.
Oh, yeah, what cheese did you have then?
I'm a small brie. With a few chutneys around the side.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind that, not one bit.
It's really nice, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, Suze, it was quite the day.
Sounds it, Tom. It really does.
Everyone should know about it. But, you know, I did put a bleach wash in to try and clean it as well.
Oh, God, there's more. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of what caused the flooding. And I thought, well, is the bleach a problem here? But no, but now I'm worried about whatever I put on next. I should make sure it's something that's not affected by bleach.
Well, yeah, you'll have to do a white wash next. Wash your white knickers.
Yeah. Well, those that I have, yeah.
Well, Tom, what a roller coaster. What a spin in the drum that was.
It's been a real time of it. Real time. But, you know, we ended the weekend.
You think that we might have, run out of things to talk about on the podcast, but luckily we really haven't, have we?
I thought we'd hit on a new seam of things to talk about, of anything.
What, cleaning?
Yeah, well, cleaning. That Mrs. Minge does it, doesn't she?
Mrs. Minge does do it. Do you know what, Tom? It's so funny that you should say that because we've had an email about cleaning. Shall I share it?
Oh, well, what are the chances? Like, the whole thing ties up.
I know, right? Hi, Susie and Tom. Hope this email finds you both well. Firstly, may I say I've been listening to your podcast for a long, long time and there isn't one episode I haven't laughed my socks off at. Having struggled with some anxiety and mental health issues in recent months, I have found your podcast the best therapy for me. I often enjoy an episode on a dog walk. Fresh air, exercise and laughter have really worked wonders for me. So a massive thank you to you both. Now, on to the main reason for my email. Okay. I've just listened to the Les Ledge mum episode. Mm. Was that last week?
Could be last year.
And wanted to share a cleaning hack with Tom, hearing of his issues with veg ruining his baking pan.
Ah, thank you for this.
Tom.
Yes.
Don't waste any time scrubbing with a Brillo pad.
Okay.
Get yourself some bicarbonate of soda, sprinkle over your pan, then spray a coating of white vinegar, the cleaning spray, and leave it for an hour or so. It will lift the burnt grease off. So all you need to do is rinse and wipe. Barely any scrubbing involved. Can't be a good old back to basics cleaning hack. You are welcome.
Oh, that's
great. And that's from Jenny. She also voted for us in the Comedy Awards.
Oh, those
she's told us to keep on being us. But after this episode, she might be thinking, try and be someone else.
Try and be anyone. Well, you know, the white vinegar is a great hack, actually. Use it on your shower.
What, to keep your silver?
To keep the chrome sparkling, yeah.
Well, you know what I mean when I say keep the silver.
But maybe you have silver in your bathroom, I don't know.
Oh, Tom, I do. You must know this.
The trouble with using it as a cleaning fluid, white vinegar, is it does make your house smell like a chip shop, which I don't mind.
Which is lovely,
but some people take umbrage at. Just saying.
Not me. That's why I wrap everyone in newspaper.
Newspaper.
The baby, pop her a newspaper. The wife, pop her a newspaper.
That's how we sleep. Like lovely chip.
Yes. Sometimes pop a little sausage in, you know. Not like that.
Would you have a sausage?
Oh, God. What can you hear? Is it the voices in your head again, love?
No, it's Benita coming round. It's fine.
Fine.
It's because the door's on the chain and I don't think I told Alfie to let her in.
Oh, anyway, Tom.
It's worked out now. There's chatter downstairs.
There's chitter chatter
in the
Were you about to ask me what I have at the chip shop? I think we might have told our listeners this before, but I'm happy to tell you again.
Battered sausage.
No. Thank absolutely God. Not. Fish cake, chips, curry sauce, and peas.
Fish cake, I don't know what I think about it. Will you put vinegar
on
it?
Potatoes with potatoes, isn't it? That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. One or two?
Oh, it depends how greedy I'm feeling. But if I'm feeling quite greedy, definitely two.
Well, on these cold January days, you want to have something. You want to treat yourself. What's your January treat? What do you like to do to perk up a January morning?
Morning, glass of wine. Just a nice big glass of red to start the day. I'm doing wet Jan, where I'm drinking every day and being a wet nurse. So I've got it all to do. And I'm not even lactating. It is such a mission for me. Honestly, she works hard for her money.
She doesn't stop, does she?
She doesn't stop. What's my January treat? Went for a nice roast.
Did you, Suze?
Yeah, down the road from our place, Tom. You know that pub on the corner?
That pub you told us about.
Yeah, it's well
nice. Was it nice? What were the Yorkshire nice brewing like?
Really good, actually. Really good.
That's good. Okay.
I filled it up with gravy, so it makes like a little soup bowl.
Oh, a little holder. Yeah.
Like a little holder.
Oh, that's nice. And
I use so much gravy, it sort of becomes a soup, which I think you would hate because you like things quite dry, don't you?
I am quite dry. I'm dry Jan.
Yeah, and I'm wet.
Wet
Lucy.
Wet and juicy Lucy.
You know her.
You know how she is. What did you have as your roast?
I had pork belly, actually, Tom.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. What did Alice
have? And do you know what? The crackling was done really well.
Oh, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What did Alice have?
She had biff.
Oh, classic.
A classic. It was very nice. It was very, very nice. Had a glass of wine.
Oh.
So, yeah. I think my Jan treat is not listening to anyone say, it's the most depressing day of the year. Oh, God, it's horrible. Everything's
help,
awful.
It
doesn't help. Like, yesterday was meant to be the most depressing day of the year. I had quite a nice day.
Well, there you go. I stayed indoors, didn't even look outside because it was a bit grey. And...
what, you hid all day?
Hid all day in a basement. That's me.
There you go.
Very content.
Get in that cupboard and you...
get in it. Oh, I found myself cleaning up a bit, like tidying drawers and stuff, which is quite...
Oh, that's very Jan.
Very Jan of me, right?
Very Jan of you. I feel like there's so much... Obviously, it's also, you know, my birthday this month. And I find that January, everyone's always like, oh, God, it's so miserable. It's so this, it's so that. But it is really just another month. You need to not listen to what people are saying.
Yeah.
It's darker, which is less pleasant. But, you know, spring is around the corner.
Spring is around the corner. And I'm starting to see the shoots of daffodils and crocus.
Indeed, me too.
And that's something to enjoy, isn't it?
I think so, Tom.
Blossom coming up, but you must keep warm on these cold days.
Well, yes, it is. It has been chilly. What's your treat for yourself for Jan? Bread.
Cleaning.
More bread.
Change the sheets.
Oh, I did that this morning.
I'm doing it tonight, actually, soon.
Very nice.
I always aim to do it on a weekly rotation, but it's a fortnightly one, if I'm honest.
Yeah, same, actually. Maybe 10 days.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
That's fine. Nice. It's only us two. We're not inviting anyone else in.
Exactly.
Actually, no. Not like the first episode of Queer as Folk when there's how many of them?
There's two of them, but they move around a lot.
Oh, so that gives the image that there's more people. Mm,
yeah, like putting your bag on the seat next to you. I like a shopping bag, you know, like Nans used to have. I mean, they are sort of a bag for life, really, aren't they? But
yeah, the ones that are sort of like, might be floral. Yes. And they're sort of laminated.
Like a wax sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah,
love that. I like those netting ones as well.
Like what you keep oranges in.
Yeah, like them.
That's like what boys have in their swimmers, isn't it?
That is something that boys have in their swimmers, yes. Do girls not have
that? They always think that. No, we don't need anything to keep netted, do we?
But why?
Is that just to keep it safe?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
So it doesn't fall out the side?
Oh, is that why? Well, that's...
But you'd have to be carrying quite the weapon to have it falling out the side, wouldn't you? Surely there can't be that much use for it.
Well, you'd be surprised. Some of the things I've seen.
But no, we don't have it in girls' ones. You don't have it in the bra bit either. You don't have any nets to keep your tits together.
Oh, that would be a good idea. Netting.
Just a couple of nets. Like the type your nan might have.
Or like they have on those fishing programs. You know, those nets.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, to have the stick underneath. Just dangling. That could be handy for things. What were we just talking about before?
I've got no idea.
Something about netting.
Is this podcasting?
No, netting.
Do you think we're going to get nominated for the National Comedy Awards for this?
We're not going to get nominated. Let's just put it out there now. They'll go for life.
Look, you're hosting. I'll go as your plus one, I assume.
It's going to be fine, Suze.
It'll be fine.
In fact, it would be embarrassing if we won because everybody would know that we would have got all of the votes.
Of course. Yeah. It's embarrassing for the other people. We should let them have a turn.
We're actually
very good like that, aren't we? We're very encouraging.
That's the thing. We've always been a space, a launch pad for other people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I didn't watch Call the Midwife this week. We just went straight to Happy Valley.
Which was a good one.
Well, because it was a good Call the Midwife.
I'm about 40 minutes through. I had to leave to get a train yesterday. So sadly, I don't know what happens, but I imagine... Someone has a baby, it all wraps up nicely. And then I was going to say Gloria Hunniford, but I don't mean her, do I? Veronica Fox, what's her name?
Veronica Fox, Vanessa
Redgrave. Sorry, I was thinking of the Foxes, it's the Redgraves. Veronica Fox isn't a person, well, she probably is.
Well, I'm sure there's a Veronica Fox out there, but not.
But
not that
I
know.
A fox?
Yeah, it would be a good name for a fox, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, a great
fox,
name.
Fox, Veronica Fox.
Hi, Veronica Fox here. We wondered, have you considered taking up PPI insurance? it's a good one, not too sad, because I was getting a bit glum when it was a lot of like palliative care issues coming in.
Well, listen, it's always a bit sad.
Yes.
That's sort of its way.
Yes.
But Tom, you've got to lean into the sadness. You like such sad music. Watch sad shows.
Yeah, that's true. I should. Well, like Happy Valley wasn't exactly a cheer fest. Somehow.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not like that's an upbeat romp.
No one was having a laugh.
A romp of Sarah Lancashire.
Oh, no, not one bit. It was very very upsetting because I've never watched it before, so I'm new to it. So I'm like, I can't believe
you've just started there. There's three series you need to catch up on, Tom.
I know, but I know what's happened in those now because they talk about it. So quite a lot happens to Sarah Lancashire. If I were her, I think I'd be tempted to maybe move.
Retirement. I thought that.
I thought that.
Same way I feel about Midsommar.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to victim blame, but...
Maybe just, make some changes.
If people keep being murdered around you, maybe just move.
Maybe just move, Maybe it's just a bad place.
The first thing I said to Alice at the beginning of the third series was, if I was Sarah Lancashire, which I know is not her character's name, Catherine...
Don't know her character's name, but Sarah Lancashire. I still call her Catherine. Julia from Julia Child.
Great. So Julia, I said, why hasn't Julia relocated to Australia?
Yes, that would really
suit her. I think just get far away.
Get far.
Take the sister. Ryan.
Or even just go live in Spain or something like that.
Oh, no, Tom, you know me. If I'm going to do something, it has to be big. A bold brushstroke is what I'm about.
Gosh, that is a big, bold brushstroke. But I'm just worried that people follow her. She's got so many enemies and stuff, isn't she?
But, do the enemies have the means?
That's true. But he's very clever, isn't he?
He is very clever. Do you think he's very handsome?
Well, I did when I saw him in that other thing, but I don't think he's very handsome at the moment. Quite horrible.
Well, why is there like a thing of
he's a horrible person, isn't he? It's difficult to fancy him.
But, well, I just think he's quite a nice looking boy, isn't he? When you see him.
Oh, yeah, he's very handsome. Yeah. He's got that beard at the moment.
Not into that.
Well, I do like a beard, but he's just a bit straggly.
That long hair needs to absolutely get in the
bin. Yeah, don't care
that
for that
syrup
one
and fig. That's
yeah,
okay.
Don't care for that syrup and fig. Yeah.
You'd look nice with a bob, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
One like Catherine... Oh, God, what? Zeta Jones in Chicago.
I was going to say Cabaret, but I meant Chicago, yeah.
A very blunt fringe. I think that would do you a lot of favours, Tom.
Oh, that would be nice. I saw John Bishop the other day.
Oh, I love John Bishop.
And his hair...
That sounded really... I really do, though. I love him.
He's grown his hair to a bob, and I said to him, don't take it the wrong way, John, but your hair like that makes you look a bit like Theresa May.
And I don't know how you could take that the right way.
Well, he took it with good grace. It's just because it's longer.
Good for him. Good for him. I really like John Bishop. He's so nice.
Me too.
I was, when I did the Jonathan Ross show, I was quite nervous and he was on and he was so supportive and lovely and gave me a little pep talk beforehand and it meant the world.
Oh, that's lovely. He's like that. He's very generous. Very nice person.
So nice. Such a nice person. So shall we have a very quick email?
Oh, I'd like that. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. Dear Susie and Tom, have listened to your podcast since the beginning, but have never written in, but I can't let this one pass. The best potatoes that never fail when you are making a roast, chips, wedges, jacket and mash are called A-G-R-I-A. Agria? You won't want a supermarket potato again. You can buy them in the farm shop in Brighton and the Oaks Poultry Farm in Ditchling, either in a sack, half sack, or weigh your own.
Wow.
I assume she means potatoes, not weigh yourself. Yeah. These are the crispiest and tastiest, so try them. You'll be amazed. Lots of love, Anita. Aged 62 and 11 months.
Oh, thank you for that.
She's
great
given us the options there.
That is a lovely option to weigh your Agira potatoes. Oh, I'm not aware of those as a...
No, what? Tom, but you know what? I'm going to make a roast and invite you over. What do you reckon about that?
Oh, I'd like that. You said about that. Just say the date. We'll be there. I'll bring your mum.
Oh, please do. I'd love to see your mum.
Oh, yeah. And also, when we grew potatoes, potatoes tasted like different out of this world.
Are you all right?
No.
Are you having a stroke?
out of this world, I was trying to say, but that's a different world.
Sure.
Tasted great. That's lovely advice, isn't it?
It really is. So thank you for that. And thank you for sharing exactly your age. I enjoyed that enormously. We're going to have one more about Kill the Midwife and then we're both going to have to go.
Okay.
Hi, Susie and Tom. I hope you're well and I wanted to email you and thank you for your wonderful podcast. I've been a regular listener since lockdown.
Oh.
But since having my beautiful boy Eli, in September, your voices have been a comfort for those months when I felt overwhelmed and overtired.
Aww.
I had a difficult pregnancy. I was sick every day. Oh, God, that sounds horrid. And a traumatic birth. Oh, I'm so sorry. And the familiar voices and the mundane task kept me grounded during a scary time. Repetition is a comfort. So I listen to the same podcast of yours several times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, after hearing you talk so much about Kill the Midwife, now I feel much stronger to try some new things. I've decided to start watching it for the first time from the very start.
Oh.
Just a couple of weeks ago, only say 10 years late.
Mm.
I'm currently at the beginning of season 4. Now, it's all I watch when my son is feeding and napping. I thought you might enjoy my thoughts and predictions on the show, given that I'm technically in the year 2014 right now. The main character, Jenny, has just left, but apparently her older self's voiceover by Vanessa Redgrave is still going strong in 2023. How is that going to work? She's going to have to speak very generally. Tom, you've already brought up this.
This is so true. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
The second I heard Sister Bernadette say, Dr. Turner, I couldn't hear anything but Tom's excellent impression.
It's perfect.
I always had a feeling she wasn't long for the nun life. Mm. She'll stay with that Dr. Turner for sure.
Mm.
She's lovely, but Sister Monica Jane is an absolute liability.
Yes.
Miranda Hart is perfect in this. I hope she never leaves.
God.
Oh,
spoiler.
Miranda Hart is perfect in this. I've heard that she leaves and I'm not happy about this. She does. Yes. I'm so sorry. She goes to South Africa, I think.
Yeah.
Sister Julianne is going to come into her own when Sister Evangelina leaves. She's going to have some sort of having to get tough moment because now she's very light and breezy.
Mm.
And then finally, Trixie has all the hallmarks of someone who's going to marry rich.
Guess what?
Guess what? Thank you for this treat of a recommendation in your weekly musing. It cheers me up no end. Keep doing what you're doing. Bye, 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 bye. Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine. That's lovely that we've impacted somebody's life in a vaguely positive way.
It really is. I received that email earlier in the week and it really made me smile.
It's made me smile a lot. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? That people have gone back to the beginning. There's so many things about to happen.
You've got so much to look forward to, Catherine. By the time, I mean, if she's watching it every time the baby's napping or feeding, she's probably up to date by now. They eat a lot, I think.
They do, I think. And she's got the lesbian storyline under the bridge.
Oh, God, she can't. Honestly, I can't wait. I'm just so excited for her. Good for you, actually, Catherine. Good for you.
Catherine, there's a lot to happen. There's going to be a lot to happen. Miriam Margolyes comes in on the Christmas special.
Oh, she's going to be, honestly.
Oh, it's going to be great. And I can't wait for you to see Dr. Tina Turner.
Me neither.
And Sheila.
Me neither.
Unfold. And they've got a lovely mid-century house now. So
they do.
It all worked out.
Which, of course,
end.
I love because I love all mid-century style. Mm-hmm. Right, Tom, we simply must go.
We must, Suze.
Hopefully, we've answered all the questions that people have been wondering about this week. You know, the economy.
Yes.
What's going on globally?
Absolutely.
You know,
the G7.
Financial things.
Yes, financial
stuff.
Things.
Fashion.
Fashion. Cookery.
Of course. Fashion. Yes.
And cleaning tips. So of course, we've really done it all. So
we've really done
great.
It all.
Great.
They said that, you know, can you have it all? And you can if you listen to this podcast.
You can if you listen to this. We are all omnipotent. like a North Korean leader. And
quite
in podcast form. So well done, everybody. You're doing
yes,
so
well done,
great.
Everyone.
We're so proud of
doing
you.
Doing really well. So proud of you.
And well done for getting through January, which is just another month. But
and we'll see you next week when I'll be 37. I'm hoping to have some pearls of wisdom.
Oh, you're going to be so wise.
So wise.
You're going to be so wise. But well done, everyone. And we'll speak to you next week, okay?
Yeah, we will. Okay, babe. Right. See you later,
okay.
then.
Okay, see
bye
you later,
love.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.